Good evening, Galesburg High School. This is John Larson from Normal, Illinois, previously from Galesburg, Illinois. So I'm a proud GHS Marching Streak alumni. I'm very excited to see your show tonight. I'll be adjudicating the percussion caption. My caption includes three sub-captions of coordination, musicality, and technique, so I'm going to be assigning my scores in those areas. I also, though, more importantly, hope to point out things you're doing well, and also if there are things I see I think maybe we could improve upon or make a slight change to improve your overall program, I'm going to try to give you those things to work on in the week coming up. So best of luck to you, and I cannot wait to hear this. All right, here we go.
As I look at this first set, right away I'm struck by perhaps some interval issues that are pretty obvious here from press box. Position, make sure everybody understands.
That's a cool, ominous sound. I like that. Yeah, cool. So the marimba out of time is really, really hot in the mix. Vibraphone, not so much. There we go. Good tempo maintenance throughout. Good. The pit and the band proper are so loud at this point in the press box, I'm having a hard time hearing the battery when it's full volume, but hopefully get a chance to sample that. Yeah, pit is very, very loud. Actually covering your clarinet solos to a degree. Good timing basses. Seeing varying height of rise in the snare drums. Yeah, battery, you could probably play a little louder. I mean, the band is just killing it. I do think the pit is too loud. The amplified part. Yeah, so with your staging and with the volume level of the winds, it's really, really hard to assess exposure for your battery. You've got them parked in the back all the time. Yeah, that's not good. The part I just heard there wasn't the greatest. Yeah, so the transition I could hear wasn't very clear. The staging of putting them as far back as they are all the time makes it difficult to hear their contribution to the overall program. That timing is not together, so the kids are not, they don't have a monitor right in front of them, so that piano is so loud that it's probably very difficult for them to hear the timing on that. It's almost like you've set up a side-to-side phasing point by having the speakers that loud and that far away from the mallet players in the middle to have to time with that. Thank you. trying to figure out where I'm hearing that bass drum sounding thud, 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 thud from. It's not a bass drummer, so it's got to be somebody in the pit. End of that phrase with the snare drums not together. Yeah, the winds just have such a massive sound. The drum line you need to keep up from a contribution perspective. So maybe get a chance to sample here. Make sure you subdivide before you start the entrances on those rolls. Yeah, I've got a lot of cleaning to do on that part. So all through that rolls and diddle section, there don't seem to be any accents in there. The players aren't having logical stop and start points that they can use as timing things. They can actually have kind of mark points along the way, you know what I mean? It's just one long string of notes without any real direction or purpose. Yeah, your pit is just way, way too loud. I hate to keep saying the same thing, but it's preventing me from being able to sample the overall contribution of the whole group. I hear the rim shots coming through, they're not together. Yeah, it's a great, great sounding band. I wish I could have had a better sampling of the battery, just in terms of the musical performance. The support wasn't there either from a balance perspective. So you heard me say it 4 or 5 times, but just to reiterate, the pit's too loud. So that will solve a bunch of what I was having issues with. Battery could probably play out a little stronger. For future reference, the staging of the battery throughout the whole show by parking them in the back makes it very difficult for you to be able to have the type of sampling you want to show the exposure and demand and achievement. Very, very difficult to do that. That's going to be, you know, this where I may be judging in the press box tonight, you may have some in the field another time, but the music judges are always going to be in the press box. And so that component you need to take a look at and sort of figure out how to make that work better. Great job with the musical. The band just sounds awesome. If we can get the drum line now to be a equally contributing partner to that, it'll be great. Great job. Thanks.